This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This week's Parsha, the Torah tells us that there's a machlokas, an argument between Korach and his people, and Moshe and Aaron. And if you look through the different midrashim, you learn through Rashi, there are different points of contention, different areas where there was an argument. I'd just like to focus for a moment on the simple reading of the psukim and what was going on, and to understand a little bit what was so problematic and how it fits into our everyday life, especially over here in our very esteemed and special yeshiva. So Korach gets together his people and they explicitly say what the problem is. They say it's not fair that Aaron, he should be the Kohen. We're just Levium. We're like the secondary group of people. We want to be the elitist. We want to be the top group. The Pasuk says, Pasuk Gimel, Perek Tet Zayin, Kulam Kedoshim. Kol Aida Kulam Kedoshim. We're all holy. Uvesocham Hashem. Hashem is amongst us. Umadua Tisnasu Al Kahal Hashem. So why should you be exalted over everyone else? It should be free. It should be like a communist society. We should all be the same level. What's this business that you're up here and I'm down here? It's not. I also want to be very close to Hashem. I also want to be up there at the top, serving Hashem with more mitzvot than other people. It's not fair. We're all holy. What's this business that you're here and I'm there? And when Moshe responds to Korach, he highlights this. He says in Pasuk Yud, he says, "Vayikrevos chavas kol achacha b'nei oivi itach, uvikashtem gam kehuna." Look, you guys, Sheva Levi, you were separate from everyone else. You were special. You were unique. And that wasn't enough. You vikashtem gam kehuna. You also wanted to be the Kohen. It should have been enough where you were holding. And Rashi adds another point. In Pasuk Hey, Vaydaber al Korach v'kol hadaso, Moshe said to them, Lemor boker v'yoda Hashem es asher lo v'es hakadosh v'yikrivei lav. Just wait till the morning. Why specifically the morning? Rashi quotes the Medrash, the morning was a metaphor. Amar lahem Moshe. Moshe said to them, Gvulos chilek hakadosh baruch hu ba'olamo. The Holy One, Hashem, divided His world with boundaries. Yecholim atem lahafoch boker la'erev. Do you think you could switch the morning into nighttime? No, of course not, right? There's day, there's night. There's certain boundaries. There are different departments, there are different compartments in the world. And so too, they're the Kohanim, they're the Levim, they're Yisraelim. They're different parts of the Jewish people. Each one is important, and you can't jump from one area onto the other area. Meaning, what Korach's fault was, that he should have been okay. He should have been happy with the lot that he was given. He should have recognized that in his position that he has, he could get very close to Hashem in the framework that Hashem gave him. So why jump over to another person's framework and try to get close to Hashem in that way? Just like there's morning and night, there are the Kohanim, the Levim, there are the Yisraelim. This is the way the world was set up, and you can get close to Hashem no matter what. You don't need to jump into another person's territory in order to strive to greatness. And we find a fascinating comment made by a sefer called Menucha VeKedusha, a student of the Vilna Gaon, and he writes, it's called Shar HaTorah, and it's in the 23rd chapter. He says that in the Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos, it says, Ezehu Ashir HaSameach BeChelko. We all know this. You want to be happy? You should be happy with your lot. So normally, this is associated with monetary gain. I shouldn't want to be a gazillionaire. Whatever Hashem gave me, I should be happy with. I should be content, and I'll be much happier than the person who has a million, who wants 2 million, who wants 3 million. Be content. Be happy with what Hashem has given you in this world. So the Vilna Gaon says an astonishing statement. He says it doesn't just apply to the physical, materialistic areas of the world, but it also applies in our spiritual, in our spirituality, in our ruchnius. Meaning, even though the Mishnah says, Kinas sofim tar bechachma, I should be jealous of that guy. Oh wow, he finished a mesechta. Wow, that guy is growing so much. Oh, I also want that. It's good for us. It's good to be a little jealous in that area. But at the end of the day, if we're doing everything that we can with what Hashem has given us, we should be happy. Even in the spiritual pursuits. We shouldn't say, oh, but you know, if I only got into Torah, if I only figured out Judaism when I was 5, instead of when I was 25, wow, then I would have gotten so far. And Hashem, come on, it's not fair, and I feel guilty about it, I'm not happy, and it doesn't allow me to move forward. No! The area that Hashem gave me, the talents, the time that Hashem allowed me to discover whatever I discovered, that's for me. I should be sameach b'chalko. I'm happy with that. Now, with what I've been given, I have to work like a dog. I have to work like crazy. I have to go ahead and try to maximize everything I can. But I shouldn't go to the other person and say, oh, that guy, when he was 5 already, he got everything. Oh, I wish I could be like that. That's already jumping into another category. That is not the framework that we were given. That is not who we are. So that's being like Korach. That's saying, okay, Korach, you're a Levi. Oh, I'd like to be a Kohen. Shkoyach. You can't do that. You can't jump over to something that isn't you. And you shouldn't feel guilty that that's not you. And you shouldn't want to be that way. We should try to strive with what we were given, when we were given it, to the maximum capabilities of how we're supposed to be able to achieve greatness. And Rav Tzadok HaKohen in Resisei Laila, Perek Memches, you got to look it up. He says something very fascinating. He says, the Shir Shel Yom, we say at the end of davening, every day is a special Perek of Tehillim that we say, on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, etc. On Monday, we say Perek Memches. Perek Memches starts off, Shir Mizmor Levnei Korach. This was a shir of the sons of Korach. Why specifically do we talk about something that the children of Korach spoke about on Monday, on Yom Sheni? So he quotes the Zohar, that the Zohar writes that on the second day of creation, Yom Sheni, was the day that Hashem split the waters. Everything was one, and Hashem split the waters. It'd be waters above and waters below. Says the Zohar, when that split occurred, it was put into the world that machlokes will now exist. Disagreements, arguments, fighting will come because of this split. Before that, everything was one. Now there's a split. There's something up there, there's something below. To the extent that the Gemara says at the end of Masechta Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Nun Vav, says that someone who's born on Monday, he could be short-tempered. Meaning, the idea of having issues with something else, that is something related to Monday. And that's why Monday is called Yom Sheni. Sheni from the word Shinui, that there's a change, there's a difference between two different parties. What happened when the waters were split? So Rashi already hints to this. It's in short, if you look it up in Rashi, in Sefer, in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin, 2:17. Rabbeinu Bachai over there on the Pasuk elaborates a little more. Hashem split the waters, some above, some below, and the waters below complained. It's not fair. We want to be Lemehave Kodam Malka. We want to be close to the king. It's not fair that you threw us down here. We want to be up there. What are you doing? It's not fair. This is an uneven split. They complained. And Hashem said, don't worry, I'll appease you. Instead, the salt that comes from the water and the water itself from below will be put on the Mizbeach, will be put on the altar in the Mishkan and subsequently in the Beis HaMikdash. We pour the Nisach HaMayim onto the Mizbeach. You'll be used for that. And the question is, okay, very nice, pour a little water onto the Mizbeach, a little bit of salt on the Korbanos, right? But there's a lot more water down here that's not being used for that. So what's this idea that some of the water is going to be poured on the Mizbech. At the end of the day, we want to lemahave kadam malka. We want to be close to the king. We want to be up there. So the idea is as follows. That sometimes Hashem was telling us, you want to get close to me? The way to get close to me is not just by sitting next to me. You can be close to me even if you're far below. You're down and out. You're down below. And then you go ahead and you use what you have to come onto the Mizbeach, to come onto the service of Hashem. You could shoot high. You could come closer to me and even perhaps higher. Like the Gemara says, that b'makom shabali tshuva omed, in the place where the people who repent, they stand. No, tzaddikim gemurim can't stand. We could go higher. Hashem was teaching us a very important lesson. Don't think that the way that you get close to Hashem is by being born there. By being put there at the beginning, I'm sitting there right next to Hashem, now I'm really close to Him. You could be put really down below, very far, and still if you take yourself and commit to a service of God, you could become very high, even higher than before. That is what was the lesson of the second day of creation. The children of Korach repented. Korach himself, he wanted to go into the other person's category. He wasn't okay with the fact that there's water below, water above. I want to be up there. I want to be in a different spot, a different hemisphere. I want to go ahead and be part of the Kohanim. I don't want to just be a Levi. I want to jump over. I'm not happy with what I have. I want something different. That was Korach's problem. How did that come about? By Korach saying that, oh, we're all equal. We're all okay. Now, you would have thought that when someone says everything is equal, everything is okay, that's how you can have shalom and peace. You have this, I also could have that. You could have what I have. We're going to share everything. And everything's going to be totally peaceful. So why is Korach what resembles machlokas, disagreement? The Gemara says in Masechah Sanhedrin that anyone who's machzik machlokas, someone who holds machlokas, is over in Avera, a lav of lo yeki Korach uka adaso. You shouldn't be like Korach. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that a machlokes, shalo l'shem shemayim, a machlokes not for the sake of heaven, what's that? Oh, that's Korach. Korach is all about machlokes, arguments, fighting. What? He just wants everything to be equal. So the answer is, because that's not what creates shalom. The definition of machlokes is when I want, you and I are here, right? And I want what you have. Then we have a machlokes. But if I'm okay with what I have and you're okay with what you have, then we have peace. Korach was all about stepping over the boundary, taking what the other person has. I can't be happy for you and happy for me. That doesn't work. That's what true shalom is. Shalom does not mean, again, that we're just nice to each other. It's that I'm okay with what I have, you're okay with what you have, and then we could all work together in harmony. That's what shalom is. Korach wasn't able to do that. But his kids, they repented. Originally not. The earth opened up and they went down. But the Gemara says in Masechah Sanhedrin Adaf Kuf Yud, that from Gehenim, they were down in Gehenim, Hashem saved a spot for them, nice, close to the top. And from there, they sang. And they said, oh, Moshe, you're right. Your Torah is correct. We made a mistake. From down below, down and out, in Gehenim, they were able to recognize what it was that Hashem had given the world, what Hashem had given the Torah. And they were able to do tshuva, complete tshuva. And that's what we read on day two. Day two of creation, Yom Sheni, the day of Shinui, the day of Machlokes, the day when the waters wanted to go over, the day that Korach wanted to go over his boundaries. The children of Korach, they repented and they said, no, Moshe emes v'sarasu emes. Moshe's Torah is true. Moshe is correct. It's okay. What he said is good. There's Kohanim, there's Levim. We're good with that. We're okay. That was their repentance. So we specifically, says V'tzadok HaKohen V'sisei Lail, we specifically talk about the children of Korach on the second day, the Shir Shal Yom, tomorrow morning. Specifically then, because they repented. And there are many mizmorim of Korach. Another one, this is explicit, in Tehillim Pei Dalid 84. The pasuk says, it starts off, Ma'amatzeach elagitis livnei Korach mizmor, the sons of Korach mizmor. By the way, that's when it says Ashrei Yoshvei V'Yisachar. That's family there. Okay, that's pasuk K. And right after that, pasuk Zion, it says Ovrei be'imek habacha mayanishisiu v'gam brachos yatem mora. Rashi explains, what does that mean? Ovrei be'imek habacha. Those people who are ovrei, they do averos. against the will of you of Hashem, and they're ba'omka shel Gehenim. They're sitting down in Gehenim, the worst place you could be. Bebechi, they're crying. Ay, ay, ay. Mayan yishisu, bedemos inim, they're crying. There's water from their eyes. Gam brachos yatemora. From there, mevarchim umodim lishmo. They bless and they agree, they admit, they thank Hashem and say, Yafe danosano, we deserved it. The emes dino, we understand that what you did was correct. We had the bracha to do what was right and we didn't do it. Meaning, even from down and out, from below, a person can recognize, that's what the children of Korach are saying in Tehillim. From down below in Gehenim, that's where they were situated. They were able to recognize how great everything is and could be. And that was their repentance, and that's why we say it specifically on Yom Sheni, tomorrow morning. So what do we learn? Something very, very important. Important for me, I think it's important for everyone to think about. Sometimes we feel guilty. Everyone. Everyone feels at a certain point, they said, oh, but it could have been like this. If I would have done this back in the day, so I wouldn't have to struggle with this right now. If only I would have learned many years before, look where I could have been right now. Now I have to struggle, and it's harder for me, and I don't have the patience, and I want to already move on to the next stage of my life, and it's difficult. And we start to feel guilty. And then you feel guilty, and then you start saying, ah, maybe I can't do it anymore, and it starts spiraling out of control, that we start losing ourselves. We lose ourselves within ourselves. Right? But that is a Korach problem. You're being like Korach. Anyone, myself included. If we think like that, we're being like Korach, we're saying that, look, this is what I am, but if it would have been like that, everything would have been better. There's no room for that. There is no room for guilt. People make mistakes, okay, so you do tshuva. It's the best part of Judaism. You do tshuva and you move on. You can't feel anymore about what would have been. What would have been is totally irrelevant. It's up in our mind to make us feel bad. It's the Yetzer Hara getting to us. Forget it. This is who we are. We have to identify with who we are. And then we have to work as hard as we can with what we have and where we are in order to achieve greatness. That's what it's all about. And that's what the children of Korach recognized. So my bracha to all of us is that we should continuously remind ourselves who we are, where we are, and what we are. And then focus all of our talents, all of our energy, all of the different beautiful blessings that Hashem gave us to maximize our potential and grow to be the most successful people that we could be. Shavua Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.